Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're on The Burt Show.
So tipping culture in our country, out of control, thinks our intern Carly.
I do. So I went to a frozen yogurt place the other day, and it's like a self-serve frozen yogurt place, and they asked me to tip. The tipping option started at 22%.
22?
22. It was 22, 25, and 28 for do-it-yourself.
Wow. Right, so all they're doing is checking you out, right?
Yep,
they're taking your cash.
It.
But before that, I'm just putting it all together. They're the ones that have to keep the store maintained, right? They're the ones that have to keep everything stocked, right?
See, I get that, but it's for I'm making the yogurt, and they're like, oh, like, I'm glad I helped you with your purchase today. I'm like, you just sat here and watched me pour yogurt into a cup.
Right.
So the issue isn't with the employees who are asking for the tip.
No,
the
it's
issue
the
is with the management and the companies who aren't giving their employees a payable wage that they have to ask for tips in order to get adequately compensated. That's where the real issue lies. But it is now, it feels like no matter where you go or what you do, they're turning, like, your person who's checking you out will turn that tablet around, and there you are faced with the choice of what you're going to tip, even when it's typically not a tipping situation. But I feel like everything's has been turned into a tipping situation.
Have you guys encountered this one yet? Because I fell for it. Like, I always tip 20% or more. But I was checking out somewhere and I just hit the first one because I saw it started with a two. I'm like, great. Yep. 20%. That's what pops up first. And it was like 28%. They did 28%, then 20, then 25.
What? Yes. 28 was the first option?
Yes. And I'm not going to be an a-hole and be like, oh, I didn't want to give you. Fine. That's fine. I just felt like, I was like, you tricked me.
Yeah.
I could have given you that, but you tricked me.
And then did you see the video that went viral of the DoorDasher who showed up delivering a pizza to a woman's house? And actually shamed her for the tip she left on a $20. Okay, mind you, when you listen to this, her order was $20. So she tipped over 20%. And this is what he said to her when he came to her door.
I just want to say, it's a nice house for a $5 tip.
You're welcome.
Are you serious?
He said F you back to her.
Wow.
And he's no longer a DoorDasher.
Yeah.
You got fired.
Yeah.
That's like 25%. Tip. What are you supposed to do at that point? Tip 50% of the pizza cost?
So it used to be 15% was standard. It's not really anymore, right? We just assume that 20% is standard now in our country.
It is for me. Yeah. And if it's exceptional, then I'll go a little bit over 20%.
I know I've been talking a lot about Japan today because I just got back, but there's no tipping. No tipping in Japan. It's an insult to tip, and it's glorious.
Because you don't have to worry about
it. You don't have to worry about it.
It's so ingrained in us that when I went to visit family in the UK and I went to London and I went to a bar and they poured a pint and I tipped a pound and they're like, you already paid. And I was like, no. And they're like, what is this for? And I was like, the tip? And I mean, they took it, but it's just so foreign that it didn't even register with the bartender, like, that it was a tip.
Greece too, right? Because when I was in Greece, I don't think you tip, but they charge you for like bread. In the beginning, as soon as you walk in, there's a fee on other things that we wouldn't have in this country, but you don't tip.
It was a little bit of both. Like some of the places I went to, you don't have to tip, and they'll pretty much tell you that, to the point where if you give them a tip, they almost look at you like weird. But there are places now, and some of the people have told me that this is kind of a newer thing where they make sure to tell you on the bottom in very big letters that they do not get tipped so that it is encouraged.
Mm-hmm.
Did you also see the receipt that went viral that somebody had? And at the bottom, there were like different, you know, there's like different fees. And one of them was for the health insurance of the server.
Come on.
There was a health insurance fee, and there was like a couple of bucks or whatever. And the person that was, you know, it was their receipt. They're like, I'm not responsible for paying for your employee's health insurance. You are.
You don't hear this much, but it was the founder of Shake Shack that I think last week said that, look, if you're just taking out food or it was just a transaction, I give you money, you give me a cup of coffee, I don't think there's any obligation for a tip whatsoever. So he's saying, like, there's no tipping at Shake Shack, that I'm paying my employees, and if it's just this simple transaction, then there's no need to tip whatsoever.
Do you think this country will ever get to a point where it does away with tipping and people will just finally pay their employees a livable, proper wage?
Absolutely
no.
not.
No.
I don't see that happening.
No.
There are some restaurants in New York now that charge higher prices, mm-hmm. and they do give their employees a minimum wage. But I think even if they start doing that, tipping will still be a thing. It's just, it's gone too far. I totally agree with you.
So you know the dudes that created South Park started a restaurant in Colorado. They refurbished this restaurant. They spent $40 billion on it. Ooh. And they will not allow anybody to tip in their restaurant, but they are paying their employees $30 an hour, where the tipping minimum wage in Colorado is $13.65, and they're paying them $30 an hour, so there's no tipping whatsoever.
Wow. See,
that's how it should be. Waiting tables isn't easy. That's hard work. Like working a line, I've never done it, but I watched the show Bear. That's not easy, all right? You're sweaty, things are moving fast, you got Gordon Ramsay screaming at you. Pay those workers more.
You're on The Burt Show.